handled awful. Rioli will kick it. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. This is the football. He's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Team Talk for Round 13. My name is Luke, and I'm joined by Riley once again. G'day, Riley. How are you?
Good.
Good to have you here. Did you have fun on Tuesday when you were on Team Talk? Footy Frenzy?
Yes.
Now, Riley, can you let the listeners know what did we do yesterday for next week's Footy Frenzy?
We interviewed two St Kilda players, Tom Ledger and Sam Dunnell.
Was it a good interview?
Yes.
Did you ask some hard-hitting questions?
Yeah.
I've been informed that the St Kilda players were very impressed with the questions that you've been asked, and that interview will be played in full this Tuesday on Footy Frenzy, so tune in for that. Now, Riley, let's jump straight into the games this weekend. We've only got the six. It's the last of the bye round, so I think you've got the Friday night clash.
Yep. Sydney v Geelong, SCG, Friday 7:50. Sydney in Adam Goods, Ben McLean. Out, Nick Malcheski, Trent Dennis, Lane, Geelong, in Dawson, Simpson, Alan Christensen, James Potsiadley, out, Jesse Stringer, Cameron Guthrie, Oren Stephenson.
Who do you think's going to win this one, Riley?
Geelong.
Geelong? I think it's a huge game for both teams. If either wants to finish top four. If Geelong can win this game, okay, they will, they've got Port Adelaide and Gold Coast in the next 2 weeks, both at Skilled Stadium, so if they can win this game, they'll be sitting 10-4 with a realistic shot at having a crack at the top four. Sydney, this is the kind of game Sydney needs to win if they want to be a legitimate top four team. How important is Adam Goods to Sydney?
Very.
Very? Do you think he's a good inclusion?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it should be a nice dry track at the SCG tonight for a big Goodsies comeback game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going with the Cats?
Yeah.
By how much?
Five.
By 5 points? All right, I'm going to go with the Swannies. I think the Swannies will get up. Moving on to the second game, which is on Saturday. It's the Doggies versus the Lions at Etihad at 1:40 on the Saturday. The Doggies have only made the one change. In comes Tommy Campbell. Out goes Will Minson with a suspension, a club-enforced suspension. And for the Lions, we've got Simon Black coming in and Ashley McGrath, and out Aaron Cornelius and Jared Polek. Riley, tell me about this game.
The Lions have not performed well at Etihad this year, losing all three games. They have played there. Doggies have had a week from hell in the media following the Will Minson saga. It will be interesting to see if this has an effect on the playing group. If Brisbane is to win, they need to shut down the Doggies' attacking defenders, Blake Murphy, Wood and Howard.
Who wins, Riley?
Bulldogs.
You think the Doggies will get it done?
Yeah.
I'll ask you a question. If this game wasn't at Etihad and it was the Lions, and it was at the Gabba, who would you pick?
Maybe the Lions.
Maybe the Lions. I'm going to pick the Doggies, but I wouldn't be surprised to see an upset with the Lions getting up. They played pretty well for 2.5 quarters against Hawthorn last week. If they can maintain that intensity for 4 quarters, they should get the points. You've got the top of the ladder clash, Collingwood versus West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Collingwood v West Coast, MCG 4:40. Collingwood in Heath Shaw, Alan Tuvey, Ben Reeve, out, Alan Didak, Doctor, Ben Sinclair, Ankle, Tom Young, West Coast, in Bo Waters, Mitch Brown out, Adam Selwood, illness, Will Schofield, hamstring.
You're a Collingwood supporter, aren't you, Riley?
Yeah.
Did you know that this will be the first time ever that Brown, Reed and Tarrant have all played in the same side?
No, I didn't.
Well, that is the true fact. Brown didn't play all last season with his knee. Did he do his knee?
Yeah,
I think he did his knee. So Brown missed all last year, and the games he's played this year, either Reed or Tarrant hasn't been in, so this will be the first time they've had all three. And with Shaw and Tuvey coming back into the lineup, it's probably on paper the strongest Collingwood backline they could have possibly have. So things are starting to look good for the Maggies. The Eagles vice captain Bo Waters returns along with Brown to strengthen their backline. The Twins will be playing in the game, one for each team. And I think the most important player for Collingwood on Saturday will be Darren Jolly. He needs to break even with Cox and Natanui for the Pies to get up.
Mm.
Who do you think's going to win, Riley?
Collingwood.
Collingwood?
Yeah.
Do you think Jolly can play a big enough game to nullify the influence of Cox and Natanui?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. Fair enough. We'll move on to the next game. Oh, actually, I've got an interesting statistics for you. Because at Radio Karen, we love interesting statistics. Did you know that... Alright, this is a little bit of a conspiracy theory for people. If you look at the AFL ladder right now, there are 5 teams in the AFL that have birds as their logos, yeah?
Mm.
So, those 5 teams are currently sitting in the top 5 positions on the ladder. All right. This is in the end of round 12 in the year 2012, which is actually the year of the dragon by the Chinese zodiac, and it's the only zodiac sign that can fly. How is that for a random statistic for you? I'm proud of that one. What do you think of that one, Riley?
Good fact.
It's an interesting fact, isn't it? I looked that one up and I couldn't believe it when it all fell into place. Moving on to the next game, Fremantle versus Essendon at Paterson Stadium on Saturday, the Twilight game.
Fremantle v Essendon, Paterson Stadium, 5:40. Fremantle in Zachary Clark, Jaden Pitt, Nick Lower, Alex Silvagni, out Aram Sanderlands, Toe, Stephen Hill, ankle, Hayden Ballantyne, suspension, Dawson, knee, and Milestones. Luke McFarlane, 200 games.
And for the Bombers, what are their ins and outs?
In for Essendon, David Hill, Kyle Reimers, Michael Hibbard, Corey Delolio, out Ricky Dyson, Sam Lonergan, Alan Davey, suspension, Tom Bellchambers.
Yep, Essendon don't like playing in Paterson Stadium, but times are changing. They haven't won in Perth since 2008, and they've lost 14 of their last 16 games over there. If you were Ross Lyon, Riley, who would you send Crowley to? Brent Stanton or Joe Watson? Who do you think needs to be tagged more?
Joe Watson.
So you'd send him to Joe?
Yeah.
All right. I'd personally send him to Stanton. Tom Bellchambers being dropped is an interesting move. Either the big man has an injury that we're not being told about, or maybe they're trying to freshen him up and trying to maybe nurse him through a little bit of the season so he's nice and fresh for the back end of the season / finals. Luke McFarlane, great footballer, has been severely underrated for years. Do you like Luke McFarlane?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good footballer. He's playing his 200th. It's been a pretty good career. If he was playing in Melbourne, he'd be more highly recognised and more widely acknowledged as being the good footballer that he is. It's the same thing with Pavlich. Pavlich is a superstar, but because he's not in Melbourne, he doesn't get the same exposure. This game will be won if Essendon can break down the Dockers' pressure and their press. The Dockers will try and keep it nice and close and in tight, but if the Bombers can get on the outside, find space and find some run, they should get the job done. Now, moving on to the Tom Scully Cup, Melbourne versus GWS. Do you want to tell me about that one?
Yep. Melbourne it's 3:15 in. Matthew Bate, Aaron Davey, Rowan Bale, Joel McDonald, Troy Davis, out. Brad Green, hip. Luke Tapscott, suspension. New Troy Davis, Geelong Falcons. Milestones, Jack Watts, 50 games.
And for GWS?
GWS in Jonathan Giles, Jack Holmes, Nathan Wilson, William Hosking, Elliott.
Who do you think's going to win this one?
It's hard. Melbourne.
Melbourne? The Tom Scully Cup, as these games will be forever known as from this day forth. If the Tom Scully Cup doesn't get the fans to jump into their Range Rovers and make the trek from Hotham to the G, I'm not sure what will. I don't expect a massive crowd, but hopefully the fans get out. I'll be heading down to, because I'm really interested to see Jonathan Patton in the flesh. This is a really winnable game for the Ds, but it's also a massive danger game. I could see them losing. Do you think GWS could win, Riley?
They have a chance.
They do have a chance. Do you think it would be more GWS winning or Melbourne losing if GWS got up?
Melbourne losing.
So you think that if Melbourne has to play pretty badly for GWS to win, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first time GWS has ever played at the MCG, so that'll be a good experience for all the players. If you're Melbourne, you'd want to come out early, be really physical, basically just make a statement, put some scoreboard pressure. If GWS is still in the game at quarter time, they'll get confidence and a massive upset maybe on the cards. Mm. You're going with the Ds?
Yeah.
How much do you reckon the Ds will get the job done by?
10.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've had a question posted on radiocarum.org from one of our loyal listeners, and as always, if you'd like to leave a question on radiocarum.org, please feel free to do so. Can you please tell me what Stuart has asked?
He writes, "The glove has been my favourite player for years. Is this injury the last we will see of him in AFL level?"
Stu, he's been one of my favourites for a long time too. Unfortunately, for those who don't know who the glove is, it is, of course, Bradley Green, one of our favourites down at Radio Carum. Unfortunately for Brad, I think it is time for him to do the best thing for the team. He's been a heart and soul player for years, but I think it's time for Neildy to tap him on the shoulder and say, "Brad, you've been a fantastic servant of the club. We'll give you a farewell game, but I need to play the kids." They really need to get as much game time into certain players such as Fitzpatrick and Tynan to find out if these kids can play at this level, so then Neild can start to develop his list the way he wants it. Now, the last game of the round is the Twilight game at Etihad. Who's playing?
North Melbourne v Adelaide, Etihad, Sunday, 4:40. North in Lachlan Hansen, William Anthony, Will Sirikowski, New Will Sirikowski, Hawthorne. Adelaide in Bernie Vince, Brad Symes, Sean McKeown, Tom Lynch, out Josh Jenkins.
Adelaide loves the Etihad. They play it very well. They've won both times they've played there this year. Have you noticed, Riley, that both North Melbourne and Adelaide, they've got a bit of a habit this year of developing big leads and then kind of taking the foot off the pedal and letting the other team back into the game?
Yeah.
Did you see that a couple of weeks ago again when Adelaide played St Kilda?
Mm-hmm.
And also when North played the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Do you reckon the coaches would be concerned with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
Yeah? What do you think that this has been caused by any one thing, or...?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Have you been impressed with Sam Jacobs' form for Adelaide?
Yep.
He's been a massive reason that Adelaide's improved so much this year. He's playing great footy. I think Carlton would still love to have him on their list. I think Adelaide's midfield will be too strong, their forwards too potent, and they should get a pretty big win against North Melbourne this round. Who do you think will win, Riley?
Adelaide.
We'll jump back through the games and give you our tips. Sydney versus Geelong, Riley?
Yeah,
Geelong. Geelong, you said by 5, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sydney by 27. Doggies vs Brisbane at Etihad on Saturday.
Bulldogs.
I'm going to go with the Doggies too. Collingwood vs West Coast at the G on Saturday at 4:40.
Collingwood.
I agree with you. I reckon it's going to be a really good game, and I'm really looking forward to watching that one. Fremantle versus Essendon and Patterson, the twilight on the Saturday, 5:40.
Freo.
You're going to go for Freo? Yeah. I'm going to have to agree with you. We're going to have to both go for Freo. Melbourne versus GWS?
Melbourne.
I'm going to tip the upset. I'm going to go for GWS in the first ever Tom Scully Cup. And North Melbourne versus Adelaide at Etihad.
Adelaide.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Adelaide for sure. Now, can you read out the teams that have the bye this week for me?
Yep. Carlton, Port, Gold Coast, Hawthorn, Richmond and St Kilda.
Yep, so next week we'll be back. We're back for the full round next week, aren't we?
Yeah.
Fantastic. 9 games of footy is always better than 6, isn't it, Riley?
Yep.
Gives us more to talk about and more to watch. Now, Riley, can you just remind our listeners of what we'll be playing on Tuesday's Footy Frenzy?
The interview with Tom Ledger and Sam Dunnell.
And where do they play for?
St Kilda.
Yep, so that interview we played in full on Tuesday on Footy Frenzy. Riley, that brings us to the end of the show. We've only had 6 games to look forward to, so it's been a slightly shorter show. Have you enjoyed your time on the show this week?
Yep, sure have.
It's been a good experience. I've really enjoyed having you on the show. Now, to all our listeners, make sure you do like us on Facebook. We're slowly climbing up, which is good, but we can always have more, so spread the word. It'd be much appreciated. And remember to keep those questions coming on RadioCarrum.org, and also check out all the other exciting shows that we've got currently in circulation on Radio Carrum. Riley, enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep, I will.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Teammate, every teammate has run to touch him.